would be a dream job, getting to play with radios all day. My brother did it in Air Force, and now he wants for 50 years, and he wants nothing to do with it. I tried to get him to get his ham license. He's in Hawaii, but he's quite a bit older than me. He's 77 now, and been retired for 4 or 5 years, but he joined the Air Force back in, I think, 66, and he worked all through his career between the Air Force and then government service and then back into the Air Force again. So he actually retired three times, but it was he had a good career with it. I just can't convince him to jump on here and play HF or DMR with me. But, yeah, you sound like you had a great time. And we're pretty fortunate here. My house, I'm about 2,850 feet. Most of the mountains around here average 3,800 to 4,800 feet. We got a club here. We've got a big wing system that goes from Gallipolis, Ohio, all the way down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And so I'm pretty active with that group as much as I can be. And I like getting on there. But we all hang out here on the U.S. Rag Chew. I was curious, how did you discover the Rag Chew group?